Hey, good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples here with you this morning as we are joined by Brady Burton, USD 384 Blue Valley Superintendent. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And Cliff Williams, USD 378 Riley County Schools Superintendent. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
It's a pleasure to have you both in. Of course, a lot of stuff going on. Have you had a good month of February here, both your districts?
We have. It's been very busy and... knock on wood, a lot of the sickness going around. We've had some, but haven't had some like others, you know, up to 50%. We're in the 13% mark, but that's kind of kept us on the hop here because even our teachers have got it. So we've had some of our principals being subs and a lot of good basketball and wrestling and just lots to do at Riley County.
Well, I would kind of echo that, Brandon. I think seems like February is a month when sometimes it drags on a little bit in our school years and you don't see the sun as much and the winter's kind of catching up with you, but it's been a pretty good month. The winter's kind of held up a little bit and sun's out today, which is good. And we're like Cliff, though. We seem to have our share of sickness, a little bit of this and that, and from influenza to colds to flu and a real variety of things, pretty much like what's out there with everybody else and both students and staff. And we're a lot like Cliff. We aren't real deep in subs and covers. And so lots of times we're covering internally and moving people around on their plan periods and sometimes just more in the pair area going without. And so it's kind of a checkers match at times, getting everything taken care of. But all in all, it's been a good month. And like Cliff mentioned, we're a 1A district, and it kind of seems like that we can't make up our minds whether 1A in basketball is going to have regionals or just sub-states. And this year we're back to regionals. And so we started regional basketball this week. Our boys played Monday night and won. Our girls were on the road last night at Washington and lost. And so now our boys advanced to the semifinals in Frankfort tomorrow night. And in regionals, you take the top two, go on to sub-state, and then, of course, the winner of sub-state goes on to state for us, which will be out at Hayes. So it is a busy time, but fun time.
Yeah, I remember when I used to cover sports, this is one of my favorite times of the year because all the sports are wrapping up here. You get basketball, wrestling. I guess that's really the two primary sports here during the summer or the winter months. You mentioned the flu, and it's interesting because you'll read stories all the time here about the smaller schools, and if they get a bad case of influenza, it really can be devastating because of the smaller population. And you said 13% is about where you're at, Cliff?
Yes. We feel pretty fortunate like that, and I'd like to thank our parents and our guardians that have really helped us. Sometimes kids get sent back, with – got some medicine in them and that fever drops and you think they're okay and then they turn around and go back, and our parents have really worked hard. I'd like to applaud all of our staff, especially our custodians, have done a great job of disinfecting every night and really been vigilant about it, and I think a combination of that has helped us.
Very good. Well, that's good to hear. I've had two bouts of strep throat this winter, and which is more than I'm used to, and no fun fun at all.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, definitely. Well, there's some big news going on this week in Brady's district, USD 384. In fact, a big announcement coming tomorrow is last week the school board interviewed three different candidates for the new superintendent. You're retiring.
I am retiring. My last day will be June 30th, and I most know out there, but this has been my 15th year at Blue Valley, so we'll see what the future holds. A lot of my future will be doing some things that I want to be doing, along with traveling and following grandkids and kids. And then we'll see what else holds. I've had a couple other offers out there to do other things. And so we'll see what I end up doing, if anything, as far as future work. But we did, as far as my replacement, they interviewed three last week. And as far as the three, it's public knowledge. It was on our website and posted. The order of interviews, they interviewed on Tuesday John Cox, who is currently middle school principal at Parsons K-12 Kansas. On Wednesday, they interviewed Brad Starnes, who was former superintendent at Riley County and current superintendent at Waubunsee. And then on Thursday, they interviewed Rhonda Trimble, who is current superintendent at Onega. And the decision has been made, and they're going to formally announce that tomorrow morning. And I think Brandon is going to be there for it.
Yep, absolutely. I'll be
maybe
there.
Eat some pancakes. I know FFA has their pancake morning tomorrow for staff and so on. So I think you're welcome to go eat pancakes if you'd like.
I'm just getting pancakes right and left this week.
No, you're getting evil looks now because you told me you were going up there on a news deal.
Yeah.
Well.
And now there's pancakes involved?
And I think sausage and eggs. But didn't you say Dave wasn't going with you for
some
reason?
Well, someone has to do the real work around here.
And Dave's got – he's got the shovel over there. There's a big old pile – oh, now we'll go.
Okay.
He grew up on a farm, right?
He's a big Elmo guy.
Yes, I am.
That's my wife's grandparents were from Elmo, so, yes. As we've talked about. So, mm-hmm.
But, yeah, no, this is big news, obviously, here. Anytime we get a change in leadership in the district, and it'll be interesting to see. It sounds like all three candidates are very qualified.
Well, I agree, and I think whatever decision the board makes will be a good one, and I think it'll be a good fit for the district.
All right, so that'll be happening tomorrow, and so he or she will be formally introduced tomorrow morning. And then going forward, you mentioned you're going to be retiring here, so not sure what the future holds beyond June, I guess.
Well, that's true, but we'll see. Like I said, my wife and I we love to travel and do some things like that together. I love outdoors activities, and we have six grandchildren, and we have three sons, two in Manhattan. So we'll see, you know, what else happens as far as any work or other jobs out there that I might be interested in. And at this point, nothing solid on anything. But so we'll see what happens.
So you came to the district 15 years ago.
I did.
What's changed in that time?
Oh, there's been a lot of changes, I guess, over 15 years. But, you know, I've been really proud of we have a lot of – not a lot, but we have good people in Blue Valley, good kids. It's a good community. I guess I've been real proud that we've stayed solid as far as budget. Sometimes it's been really a struggle in a small district to keep things going in a vital way for the district. You know, I think our graduates come out of Blue Valley and can do anything they want to do. And I guess that's the thing I'm most proud of is what we're doing with kids and the opportunity that we're giving them and the education that they do get.
All right. Well, congratulations on your upcoming retirement here. It'll be nice to have you months at least here on K-Man. Why don't we take a break? We'll get into some other topics here for both these guys. Stay tuned. More in Focus is next on K-Man.